Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello. We're back. It's that time again. It's your weekly therapy session for people who actually have neither the time nor the funds for actual therapy. So you're stuck with us. Is It Just Me? The podcast where we talk about all sorts of nonsense and give it the importance of the gravitas and the status that it duly deserves in today's very hectic and troubled society. I'm Jo Elvin. I'm one of your hosts.
One of your therapists.
Yeah.
I'm the other therapist. I'm James Williams.
We've got the wisest head in the land with us today. She is the host of the biggest Saturday night TV show in all of Christendom, in the universe, in history. She's a brand ambassador for Boots, for Head & Shoulders. She's a bloody good egg. I love her to death. It's Claudia Winkleman.
Well, hey.
I like that intro.
Yeah,
I liked
good.
It. I
yeah.
liked it. And I don't think any
I
of those things
weeks
are true.
Doing that.
Yes,
I sensed it. Sensed it. I was like, goodness, she's etched it into stone.
Yeah, I did had to Google you before you arrived.
Did she get the Boots and Head and Shoulders thing right? You looked a bit tense. Did she get the word?
No, I loved it. No, all of it. All of it. I love both.
She's just so BBC. She thought, that's breaking the rule.
I panicked. I panicked.
Don't worry. We're not a BBC yeah. podcast. We're
okay,
fine.
I love you. Yeah. I love you. Yeah. I was like, did you see I was sweating under my fringe?
Yeah.
It's instilled.
Yeah, you don't want to lose that gig.
No.
12 million viewers?
We got, I think, 11.5 on Sunday.
But I'd call it 12. Call it 12.
Okay. Round,
call
it 15.
Always round up, Claudia. Always round up.
No, but we're amazed and very grateful.
I was thinking about this today, actually, because, you know, it is. It's one of those gigs. I can't imagine how hard that would be to give up. Do you think you will literally be there until your dying breath? Because
well, I don't think anybody would want that. I'm sure people watching going, do you know what? Could that small orange creature now just shuffle off? I think Tess and I will leave at the same time. We made that pact.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, over pizza.
That's cool. And Louise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and we'll go together whenever they're done with us.
What kind of pizza was it?
Whenever. Right. This is going to blow important. Your mind because I'm pleased and I hope people who are listening, I mean, they might want to find a seat.
Well, I'm a journalist. I'm big on the detail.
Okay.
Let's go.
I, of course, have a pepperoni. Let's not dilly-dally.
Naturally.
The classic. Why wouldn't you? A bit of zing.
Yeah.
Here's what Tess likes.
You're not one of these no cheese people, are you?
Don't be ridiculous. Cheese is my life.
I've had pizzas with those people. They're usually models.
Okay, no, I'm not that person. I've married a piece of cheese before. and then Tess will go, she doesn't have the ham, but she will have a vegetarian pizza with, hold on to your hats, pineapple. I'm going as far as to say that that's unacceptable, but I love her so much, I don't mind.
I embrace the boldness of that because I actually really like pineapple and ham pizza.
Joe and I are friends because we think we are one of the few people alive who actually likes pineapple on pizza.
But I don't know if I'd want pineapple without
you need
the ham.
Tess here. Should I just quit? Can we do a quick substitution?
Dial her in on
I can.
Speakerphone.
She'd be very happy to come and have supper with you.
I have a friend who puts sultanas on a pizza.
So no, they no, no, can no, get no.
Are they saving Venice though? Because That's what Pizza Express used to do. Yeah, the Veneziana, 25p would go to Saving Venice and they had raisins on it. And sometimes you just had to
do it.
Can't
I just give them 25p?
Yeah. Is there a way that we can do that? You know what I like? And I thought about this only the other day in my weird world. I like just a classic, a margarita, but with hell lot of olives. Oh. An olive pizza.
God, I hate olives.
Strong on the salt.
Well, they often say, don't they, ordering a margarita is like ordering a gin and tonic at a bar. It's a really good benchmark for how good the place is. If they can't get a margarita right, they can't get anything right.
Have you ever had a margarita wrong?
Well, exactly. That's the whole point.
Am I allowed to mention a brand?
Yeah. Of course.
Have you ever had Home Slice?
No.
What are we? I have. Everyone, down your microphones.
Oh my
We're
God.
Going.
No, I have had it. It is really good.
I thought that was just a weird American nickname for people.
No, it's paper thin. So you can see the paper through it. And they do, there, you're not messing around.
Where
they do have
it?
Toppings.
Where's this?
But there's about six.
They put carrot and short rib on a pizza. You go, that sounds wrong. And you eat it and you're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
But just their classic margarita. Yeah. And it's the size of Cardiff. And I've been known to inhale four.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
Get on board,
it's
like Joe.
It's unbelievable pizza.
Right. All right. I'm Googling that today.
This is what people come here to this show for.
Tuesday's
they want
very trying for me. This could just be the tonic that gets me through.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not too far.
I don't want it to be trying.
We're not too far
from
lunch.
Day. Huh? Is it your first day of the week, really,
yeah,
Tuesday?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah.
So how is this year Strictly going for you, Claudia? I would imagine Strictly is a bit like, having some sort of, annual party where, you shouldn't put too much pressure on it. It's always a great party. It's just going
to
be different.
You don't want to assume that people will come. So the first thing is you don't want to be arrogant going, here we are, it's Strictly. So we get incredibly nervous in the run up. Like, just, I hope. What I would say about Strictly is it is a show predominantly run by women, and they are brilliant women. Mm. So from all our producers, Joe, Sarah, Nicola, Nikki, there is a boy called Lee. We'll let him in. He's charming. but thankfully, he's just had a daughter, Julia. Let's say Julia is in charge of it.
Yeah,
so she's 6 months.
Quite right.
And there's nothing wrong with boys, but I feel like we are a brilliant group that work together and we look after each other. So if one of us needs to leave early or whatever, we're just there for each other and they're hilarious and brilliant.
And therefore, do you think it's a coincidence? Because the other thing I was thinking about this morning is, without fail, whether it's the person that wins or the person that's kicked out in week one, without fail, every single person that goes on Strictly says, it's been the best thing I've ever done in my life.
I think everybody's incredibly proud of that. of course, it's a TV show, but you have to make sure that they're happy, that they feel sort of often transformed, because you turn up going, do you know what, I don't really like sequins, and by week five they're like, more. Yeah. Can we put some shells in my hair?
I just don't know how anybody has the stamina for it. I get so stressed thinking about those people are now on top of their day jobs putting in how many hours a week of just trying
10.
To a
lot.
Perfect
10
a
hours
dance
a day
move.
Some of them,
yeah,
training.
Some of them do more. So like Emma Barton this year, she's got a really tight schedule on EastEnders, so can only give a bit of time, but she's still amazing on a Saturday night. So some people almost love just the performance, and then other people train really hard. But I've always described Strictly like Christmas. For me, it's like Christmas, and I love Christmas. So every Saturday, you are in this amazing bubble where everybody is kind. Of course, there's an element of competitiveness. They want to do well, but they only want the biggest buzz for me is I'm up in a little weird area, and you see everybody clapping for their mates who are dancing.
That
so
is really lovely,
there's
actually.
There's a brilliant camaraderie.
But the one thing I will say as well is I really feel like this year, I'm a stalwart. I've been with Strictly since the beginning.
Thank
Me
you.
And my family, we've loved it. Honestly, I'll defend it till my dying breath. But anyway, it's the best show. And anyway, what I've noticed this year is I really feel like the professional numbers have really gone
They're
up.
They're amazing, aren't they?
Like the Remembrance Sunday,
oh God,
one
so
was
beautiful.
So
we all cried.
Moving.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. The
Elton
one,
John.
Yeah, and then also
the one with Johannes.
Yeah, Johannes doing the pose.
In high heels.
And the judges with the fans. I mean, it just feels like everything's gone to a whole new level.
I think also the heart, I suppose, of Strictly is the professional dancers. Mm. And if they're happy, and if they are allowed, they're given, we have the best choreographer in the world, Jason Kilkinson, and they have these, they just go for it.
Mm.
And Johannes is going, I'd quite like to wear heels and walk down a catwalk. No problem.
And I love the fact that we're now prime time on a Sunday night. That's not a big deal.
No biggie.
It's amazing.
No, the big deal will be when Claudia dances.
That'll never happen. I'm 47.
How can you ever say never?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Watch me. Never.
You used to bust a few moves on It Takes Two back in the day, didn't
With
you,
With Len Goodman.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not sure that would be... Translator just busting a few moves. I'll just stand there going, what? Where?
I'm banned from dancing at home. Are you?
I'm banned from singing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm allowed to dance, but I don't move. I mean, I'm always lying down.
If I want to clear the room, if I want some privacy or some peace, I just start twerking or just sort of like bobbing around a bit.
And your teenage daughter goes, goodbye. Both,
yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is good.
But the puppy stays. The dog's like, yeah, I'm very happy with her.
She never knows what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but Claudia, I have to ask you this, it's a tough question. Obviously, you are on pretty much the biggest show on TV. If there was one other show,
there isn't.
Is there literally there nothing isn't. Else would even nothing. Vaguely tempt
I have
you?
Far exceeded what I was supposed to do. Like imposter syndrome, I've got it in capital letters. And I think that's a healthy thing, by the way. I think everybody should have a bit of imposter syndrome. So, no, I've like, even if they phone me now, live, while we sit here going, and you're done, I still think I would have had the best career possible.
Are you an embracing the middle kind of person, Claudia? Because I always think I have this real thing about people need to be more happy where they're at.
I'm totally happy where I'm at.
She's at the top.
Yeah.
No, but I'm not even at the top, but I'm incredibly grateful for what I have.
But I think you've always been like that. Even when you weren't on the biggest show on TV, you know?
Very nice thing for you to say.
No, but shit, because I think you've always been somebody, like you said, I think maybe I have a bit of it too. But my thing is, I sometimes think your mental well-being can be affected by being constantly told you've got to keep striving for bigger, bigger, bigger.
I think your mental well-being is definitely affected if you compare yourself to others.
Yeah.
That is what my mum taught me never to do. Don't be the person going, oh, why has he got that? Or why is, oh, they've asked them to do that? Interesting. Never do that.
Yeah.
Just be, you know, happy with your, I mean, friends, family and a cheese toasty, right?
Cheese.
And then everything else is just earning a living.
It always comes back to cheese.
I'm afraid it does.
She's so deep.
And Marmite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you really wanted me
cheese
to
and Marmite.
Mixed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I just shouted down your microphone. Worth it.
That was my school lunch for Neon 15 years.
Was it?
Every day, cheese and Marmite sandwich. I swear to God.
Untoasted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh. I like it toasted when I was pregnant. I'm also going to say another brand name. I don't know if I'm going to get into trouble. I'm so institutionalized. So Starbucks have got a, and I'm going to go and get you one now, a Marmite and cheese sort of toasted BAP.
Shitting hell. See, I never go in Starbucks.
I don't like the coffee. Don't even make eye contact with the coffee.
Their cheese and Marmite BAPs are different.
Their cheese and Marmite BAPs. And last year, Tess and I had to do
a shop that's just nothing else.
We did a 24-hour dance-a-thon for Comic Relief. And I said, I think it was hour three, I was like, do you know what I need? And I said, I think I need a cheese and Marmite. And then I had four every hour. And they gave them to me every 15 minutes. It's the only thing.
Is that how you stayed awake?
Yeah.
That's the secret to stamina.
Yeah, the answer.
What's not to love?
Yeah, that's motivated me for today.
It certainly has. Well, we've got a lot to get through. So, Claudia, are you ready to debate some hot topics?
I'm very excited about debating. Well, sat up straight.
Yeah. Well, Claudia was on one of the first ever podcasts.
We were in a cupboard. This is no longer a cupboard,
We've upgraded
guys.
Slightly. It's a bit more aerated.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Mansion.
But you know the drill, so let's do it.
Okay.
Let's go for it. Okay, is it just me, Claudia Winkleman, Joe Elvin, that feels, and I'm going to paraphrase on behalf of Miss Winkleman here, because I do not believe this for a second. She basically believes Christmas happens a bit too late, don't you, Claudia?
Bit too late. Bit too late.
Starts a bit too late.
Just starts a bit too late, because...
What do you think, July?
March.
Right, okay.
March. I mean, in my family, we start talking about Christmas plans, and by the way, when I say plans, they're always the same plans, in about Feb.
Right.
That's when we start getting really excited, because Christmas is... our life. I mean, if I could rent fake snow and baby reindeer, I would. I'm not allowed on every level. But we love Christmas. I love Christmas food. I love being with family. I love Christmas telly. I love getting dark at 4. I hate summer. I can't abide it. I don't want to see anybody's toes. I don't want to see a swirly print. I don't want to see...
Blimey.
I don't want a picnic, a chicken drumstick. You're all right, mate. I don't want to go to a barbecue. What I want is a pub and fairy lights and steam on the windows and port and anything to eat that has a pie crust. So for me...
You've sold it to me.
It should always be Christmas.
March to December. That's a good, strong season.
What I'd like is March for there to be a communal discussion about plans for Christmas. And I don't mean, I'm not messing with the day itself, but are we doing something different on Boxing Day? Should we consider a piccalilli instead of a mustard in our sandwiches? Mm. That's a worthy debate.
Those are important things.
Let me get out some sort of pie chart.
Pie.
Quite literally a pie chart.
Hello.
And oh my God, that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
A
pie chart.
Come on, guys.
Trademark that, Claudia.
I've done it. Don't worry.
So when you see the decorations and the
can't wait
over commercialization and the sales signs everywhere say squeal like mid October
squealing.
Well, I was going to say you sort of like a sense of calm washes over you.
I suddenly go, oh, mummy's home.
Yeah,
mummy's home. As to my children. Not about a month ago, me and the small one were driving home from school. I was driving home from school. We went past a house where they already had Christmas decorated. They had a Santa, like an inflatable Santa. It was like still sunny. And we both almost parked, knocked on the doors just to shake their hands.
Why didn't you?
Just to say, because we thought it would have been weird. Oh. And he had quite a lot of homework. Yeah. But we wanted to just go, hats off.
See,
well done, candy canes.
Those people make me very tense.
No, why? Why?
I don't know. I just
what's
think,
better than Christmas?
I love
that.
It. Don't get, I'm not a Grinch. I love Christmas, but I just feel
you
like
you only like it in December.
People have their trees up before, you know, December itself.
I've almost had to have two trees up before.
See, I need
when I erected it too early,
yeah, and, it's
and
dying.
Then I turned around. It was December 10th, and there was one tiny.
Let's just keep the double entendres going because I think you need to rub off on me here because I. When I see the Christmas decorations and the signs and the TV ads about mid-October, I think, oh my God, this year is nearly over. I'm rushing headlong to my own mortality.
Oh, I see.
That's,
interesting.
That's what it does to me every year.
Which is why Claudia, this makes more sense. If in Claudia's world, it would go from March.
Well,
so
and also the other
that
thing is
sense of doom.
A, yeah. I love getting old, so that's the one thing. And but B, I don't view it as the start of year, and maybe that's because I have offspring. I view the start of year as September when they go back to school. That for me is start of year.
Okay.
So December is Christmas that rolls into January, which is nobody goes out. Let's get a heavy top.
You don't like January, do you?
I love January.
Oh, Claudia.
Oh, January is the king of the months. Well, December is obviously, but it's all about December and January. Give me that over. What am I doing in April? What's that about?
I think January is
looking for chocolate in the rain. No thanks.
I think January is fine if you don't have to go anywhere. If you could literally stay in your house for all of January and not go or see anywhere or handle
but
the elements.
Everybody's antisocial. Everybody's out because nobody's got any money and we've all put on a stone. So you've got old brandy butter slightly past it. It's a bit furry on the top. Don't worry. Scrape underneath. You're putting that on a hunk of bread that you found behind the sofa. And somebody has given you a puzzle, right, at Christmas, a 1,000-piece puzzle of the Arctic. Every piece is white. And on December 25th, you go, oh, thank you. And then it's the second weekend of January, right? And you turn around, the kids have run out of data on their phones, right? So they're like, Mom. And you go, let's do a puzzle.
I love a puzzle.
You're making a puzzle. And then your husband turns around and goes, I'm not being funny. I'm going to make some warm wine. Warm wine. You lick him on the forehead and you think, that's why I chose you.
See, Ross's version of the warm wine is focaccia. He just gets obsessed with making focaccia and
oh my
he's
God.
Really
Let's
good
swap
at it.
Husbands.
Okay, yeah.
Because I'm like, not really interested in wine.
Share.
I'm very interested in focaccia. Yeah, just for January.
He'll, honestly, he makes so many, I'll bike you one. I'm
Please.
Telling you, it'll still be warm.
Rosemary with slightly crusty top.
Yep, and really, really, like lots of rock salt.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah,
is he ever making a sort of garlic butter that he's stroking on there?
Yep.
Not with his hand, with his brush.
Yeah, well, whatever you want. He'll brush it on with whatever you want.
To order, Claudia.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Suddenly we're in business.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
and
love Christmas.
And he loves you, so that's no problem.
Done.
Yeah.
Ross, this is a call out. I'd like one a day.
Well, where are you then, Joe, on this Christmas thing?
Oh, I mean, she's talking me around.
I know, she's talking me around.
It's
I've
just
always been
joy. Yeah. It's just joy. And also, the other thing about Christmas is that some people find it incredibly difficult. So this is also a time to be more charitable than usual. So I like a reverse advent calendar. Do you do that in the office?
No.
Oh, gang. So you get a big box. I'll bring you a big box. And from December the 1st, instead of opening something, you put something in.
Oh, yes.
And then you drop it at a food bank.
That's
well,
a nice idea.
If the equivalent here is beauty sales, where all the money goes to places like
Perfect.
Shelter and stuff like that.
That's a lovely thing. Yeah. So I do think that all of us wanging on going, Christmas is family and roasted chestnuts. For lots of people, it is incredibly difficult because they're missing somebody. So I also think Christmas, definitely in my family and when I was growing up, is the time to give. I'm not saying that we don't give anything in February, but I think it's just a good... I love Christmas.
Yeah, I mean...
Is that weird, what I'm saying?
No, but it is interesting what you say, because I think there are some people who have had, you know, terrible experiences at Christmas. And I think there is that weird thing, is it, where you have to... everyone feels they have to rally and enjoy Christmas. And I think Damien Barr, the author, said something really interesting. Christmas isn't about family. Christmas is about what you choose to
do. Of course.
You know.
By the way, it might not be family. Yeah. It might be being with four friends in the pub.
Exactly.
And or it, I don't know. Or it might be going to help to volunteer for Meals on Wheels.
Absolutely.
Or whatever it is. But I know that Christmas is hard.
Yeah. For some. But you can make it whatever it is.
For me, it's sherry at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that aspect of it.
Yeah.
And turkey doorstep anytime.
Yeah, all of it. I love.
Are you the cook at Christmas, Claudia?
No, I'm not. I was once. It went badly because I didn't put the potatoes on. Oh. I just left them in the pan. And that's you almost, imagine saying that to my dad.
That's almost grounds for divorce.
So I do a big... yeah, do you know what I mean? I'm leaving. It's fine. I'm going to Ross. He has focaccia.
Yeah, and I have to say he's good at roast potatoes.
Yeah. So I do a big cook on Christmas Eve with a slightly less pressure.
Yeah.
So everyone at mine Christmas Eve, where I make dauphinoise potatoes, ooh, my favourite of all the potatoes. I could talk about potatoes for 20 hours.
Oh, I maintain the best first date conversation you should have is to talk about your favourite type of potato.
Yeah, just so you know you're on the same page.
So you know.
And egg. Because if you ever turn around and say poached, you'd go, all right, thank you so much for meeting up.
You're crazy.
Poached wouldn't even make my top 10.
Really? Mm-mm. Oh my gosh. Which
too pure.
Now I'm intrigued.
I like a fried egg, but flipped over.
Oh.
I'm not mad.
Oh, you dirty girl.
I'm a dirty
We're so learning
girl.
A lot today.
I like a sunny side up egg.
Yeah. No, well, I don't like a wet albumen.
That's a new one on me.
Yeah, so I like to flip it over. I don't like the wet to be too soft. Anyway, so...
back to the potatoes. You ate
dauphinoise. So back to the potatoes. And then Christmas Day, there is now, I think, 24 of us. Because my brother got married and they have two beautiful children. And then my brother's wife's family, they all come. So we go out.
Oh, I was going
to
say.
We literally go to the pub.
That's a great idea.
So we start at my mum's, where, because it's also her birthday, where we sing happy birthday. Aww. And we eat enough Pringles to actually kill a rugby team and drink. And then we walk around to the pub and everybody's super happy. And we love them for having us. And then we'll go back to my mum's. So it's really lovely.
Perfect.
So it was my mum's birthday, and one year she's got one oven, and Christmas dinner, as we all know, is quite complicated because somebody wants parsnips, then somebody's requested bread sauce, and then somebody wants this kind of a potato, and they've gone, I'm not being funny, but actually I prefer, could I have anyway, so she had one oven and she had four hobs as per usual, and I found her on her birthday, she hadn't got dressed yet, stirring and making homemade bread sauce and a clove had popped out and she was just quietly crying, and I went, and it was 5 years ago, and I turned to my stepdad and I went, this isn't happening again.
Yeah.
This just isn't happening again.
Well, it tips over. If you don't enjoy that side of it, I'm with you.
I didn't mean it in a bad
out.
Way, but I was just like, and she wanted it to be perfect. Also, if my mum was relaxed, if we were all relaxed, if I said, just make chili con carne.
Yeah.
Just stick a big pot in the thing
and
put out some paper bowls, no joke. We were getting in, like we were borrowing chairs because we didn't have nearly enough chairs and you couldn't fit around the table. My mum was trying to set up different tables for different groups of kids. I was like, ha! If you're not doing just here's a ham and cheese toasty, or not even toasty, not even a hot sandwich, then we're going out.
I think that's,
what do you two do?
We used to have really big Christmas. The record for us was 16 when we actually had to have like an extension on the dinner table.
Yeah.
But now it's actually much smaller. It's just me, my dad, my mum, and my sister.
Lovely.
Which is actually quite nice.
Gorgeous.
But then, I've had like friends around.
A deeply quiet one.
Yeah.
Me, daughter, husband, mother-in-law, dog.
I'm with you. I like a big, either big Boxing Day get-together or a big new Christmas Eve. So you can have a bit of a party and then you can just have a quite chilled out Christmas Day. And obviously enjoy Strictly. The Christmas special.
I forgot. Thank you. Thank you so much. Indeed.
So yes, that, as every good person should be doing, is watching the Strictly Christmas special.
Yeah.
At the pub.
Yeah, at the pub.
Damn right.
Well, she's convinced me. I can't lie. Up until today, I was an ardent. Those people that put their Christmas trees up in November.
It's joy. Christmas is joy.
Chucking a tin of Quality Street and I'm sold.
I have had my first Quality Street of the season. I'm not afraid to say
I'll be honest. I had a mince pie in October.
Oh, my God.
I have brandy butter on toast every day from December 1st for breakfast.
Yeah.
And that's just official. And I love Christmas.
We salute you.
Thank you.
You've got to do your... You came up with that great idea last Christmas about putting Quality Street in a toasty, was it?
Fuck yes. Yes.
What are you talking about?
What a great idea. A Breville for Quality Street.
I love.
What a great idea, right?
Let's do it.
I should have marketed this.
We should have.
I just say the other thing about Christmas? The only thing that lets Christmas down is presents. So what we do is something you put in the fridge or something you use in the bath. That's officially my last thing to say. I.e. buying too much tat.
Yeah.
My children are obsessed by the environment. So they don't want anything wrapped in plastic. They want nothing. You know, they like a piece of really nice cheese. back to cheese, or bath foam. And that's all we do. And it's really, I think that's quite healthy.
That's good, actually. Well, I heard somebody else talking about a sustainable Christmas. That is the buzz
it's
thing.
It's important.
Yeah, I think I have to start thinking about that, don't we? Yeah. But anyway. Well, look, if you are sat at home thinking, what on earth are you talking about, you savages? I would never deem.
Then get in touch.
Get in touch.
Tweet me.
Do send us an email. The email address for the show is itjustmepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the show. Send us any ideas for future topics as well. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much.
This is like probably worse than saying anything grinchy about Christmas, but is it just me, Claudia Winkleman, James William, who is not interested particularly in your proposal story? Now, no offense, but I just think there's a lot of pressure around having a romantic one, and then the people who are really invested in telling you it's special for them. I'm super excited that you're engaged. I'm really happy for you. Beyond that, not interested if you hiked up a mountain or you nearly swallowed the ring or... I don't know. Am I a cow? Quite possibly.
In a word, yes.
Yeah.
You're not. I love you. I do like a proposal story. I tell you what I'm not really interested in is a birth story.
Oh, interesting.
So before I had my first, literally 17 years ago, all I had was horror stories. It's all I was like, please stop telling me that. Like, oh, you're pregnant. This is what happened to me.
Yeah.
And I almost lost my organs.
Irrelevant.
I was like, oh, and you know, and I understand. I also probably that's unfair of me because maybe by telling they're sort of healing and they just want to warn you so you don't go in thinking it's all going to be
terrifying you.
But I was really scared. But proposal stories, I totally want to hear it.
I don't know. I just think that it's one of those things like the birth story, like the wedding story, like the my holiday story. It's great for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just... Yeah.
Well, I think, well, like everything really, they're only good if they were really, really great or really, really bad.
And I suppose it's probably just very telling because I have a terrible proposal story. So people always want to ask me
about
it. Mine
isn't
and I've got nothing extraordinarily good to say about it. So maybe I'm just jealous that you've got an amazing one.
No, you're not jealous. I would be wary if you were, you know, you're with a boy a couple of years and you and he goes, do you want to go to a football game? And you go, sure, yeah. And then there it is in a massive
screen.
On the Jumbotron. And everybody is looking at you. I'm not sure you'd go. That would be too much pressure. So when those people tell you the story, you go, what? But school night, he turns around and he goes, I got you this. Will you marry me? Yeah. Super cute. I want to hear all of that.
A low-key one, yeah. I think what you're talking about is the very sort of stage-managed...
I think I'm just grumpy.
No, you're not. I tell you what is... What I understand is when you meet somebody who is sort of, I think they call it verbal sort of bulimia, you know, when they just can't wait to tell you and you go, no, it's all right. I'm so pleased. But
Yeah.
The birthing story is a hard one. Obviously, as a man, I never have to worry about it. But I think I see both sides of that one because I've had friends who have had, you know, quite traumatic births and they were like, why did none of you tell me how awful it was? And then on the flip side, I've had friends say to me who actually got quite lucky maybe and they were a bit like had what you had where people had literally they didn't even enjoy their own birth because they were so shitting themselves because
I don't
all
think
the
anybody even
heard.
Asked me about my birth story and I don't never once felt compelled to tell anyone either.
Mine was unbelievably long. He would still be in there.
But,
you know, and but I don't know. I always found that slightly weird and maybe because I wasn't young but I felt very young at the time. I was just sort of scared by people telling me how scary it was. Whereas I'd sort of got my head round going, well, it's got to come out somehow. In we go. But I'm interested in romance.
Me too. I was going to say, I'm a bit concerned. I feel like I hear less and less proposal stories. And there is a stat, isn't there, that young people aren't getting married as much. But I don't feel like... I can't remember the last time I heard about a friend getting...
I think for me, this harks back to when I was in high school and I was in my maths class and I was the only girl in my maths class who didn't sit down the back with a big pile of wedding magazines. Going through and going, oh, they're the flowers I'm going to get. I wanted to go, we're 14.
Yeah.
What is going on here? And so I think I bristle because it's given me a phobia of being that person who's really interested in weddings.
Yes.
And I don't know. So
I know what you mean. And we've
I wish I'd never raised this. I'm feeling like the worst person.
No, you're not. Because now I'm coming round to you. Because also we all know people who go... a bit nuts.
Yeah.
When they get married. The bride or when they propose. Well, when they think they're the first person ever to have got engaged or the first person ever to be getting married.
Yeah. See, I'm like that with the world's first mother. You know, that that woman that literally thinks she's the only person that's ever given birth. And it's like, oh, come on.
It's
love.
All the same stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like you, or, yeah, I won't say who, but there was about one famous celebrity who I sort of gave the impression, which is, you guys, you think you're having sex? I'm actually having sex. Like, you think you're doing it, but nobody's doing it quite like I'm doing it. And you go, oh, okay, that's a bit scary. But fine, good luck to you. Okay, I understand. But I am interested in true love.
But if it's someone you love, if it's someone I love, but it's just, I meet a lot of, you know, like people at the gym who want to tell me.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like...
That's why you must, and I've told you this before, must never go to the gym.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's where I went wrong.
That's where this is all going wrong, Jo.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, if you love somebody, you really want to know and you can't wait for them to be asked. And friends of ours' daughter recently got engaged and the way he did it was so cute. Like, literally, and I've known her since she was little. So I found that really moving. And it wasn't a biggie. It was just on the beach.
Yeah.
And it was super cute. But he'd asked the dad's permission and he had saved up and bought a ring, and I find that bit incredibly romantic.
I think I've said this before actually, ultimately if it's the right person there's no wrong way of being asked.
No, totally.
You know,
there's no wrong way.
I think that's what we're tying into a bit. It's these people that feel they've got to have a story. It can't just be a I love you, please marry me.
Yeah,
you know,
totally. And also I'm with you, is I don't like the idea that a woman has to now wait, like will he want, maybe I shouldn't move in with him because then he won't ask. And how will he ask? And when do you think? I don't, that feels very old fashioned.
Actually, it really
I hope
does.
My daughter just ask says, herself. Are we getting married? Or are we not getting married? Yeah. Or I quite fancy having a baby now. Or
exactly.
Or she can be whoever she wants. I've got my eyes on this massive peach meringue dress and I want to wear it. In which case, go ahead, puppy.
You in peach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mother of the bride in peach.
Of course. All of it. Whatever she wants.
Oh, that'll be exciting. Yeah.
Well, Joe, don't feel bad.
I will. I'm going to feel bad the rest of the day.
No, you won't. No, you won't. Because we're going to Home Slice and you're going to have a Marmite and cheese back.
Cheese makes everything better, Joe.
Dude.
Don't forget.
Dude.
Yeah, if you want to tell me your proposal story, just make sure there was cheese involved.
Yeah. Oh, there you imagine. Yeah. Ring in the cheese.
We were in the dairy counter at Waitrose. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's not to love about that?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, so our final topic. I'm having a very nice time.
Oh,
yeah, stay.
Thank you.
Don't You're never
go
leaving.
Sing Rylan.
Thank you. I've got to go sing with Rylan.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or should we never wear colour? What do you think?
Even at Christmas?
Well, a bottle green, I accept.
Well, I'm wearing black and grey today, which is actually
you look divine.
Highly irregular for me. I'm normally like Ronald McDonald of the
But you're not, but also you just do that to upset your husband. And I love those posts. They're my favourite thing in the whole wide world. Close
Poor
my husband
Ross.
Hates.
Yeah. but also probably Claudia Winkleman hates, because you do like a bit of colour, Joe.
Yeah, yeah, she's always taking the piss out of my outfits.
Constantly. I'm like, what are you doing?
Okay, so Claudia, when did you last wear a colour?
I have to sometimes wear colour for my job, but in my life, if you came home and looked at my wardrobe, I like a bit of camo. Is that colour?
No.
It's virtually a neutral.
Heather grey.
Oh,
dark grey.
No, that's grey. Well, I guess it's a colour of sorts, but yeah. Once I had a hot pink top on and Claudia said, have you joined the fucking circus?
Yeah.
Which is not, I mean, even I Ross has never been
was
that
a,
mean.
I did think it was a cry for help.
Ross has never been that mean.
I didn't really say it. I just wondered whether you were fulfilling a bet. It was just a question. I didn't know.
And you know, if your friends won't tell you the truth.
Exactly. You were looking for the hidden camera.
I like
crew.
Dark, but I also think we're all a bit busy, although I'm literally going to sing and then have a nap. But I have a uniform. Do you have a uniform?
No.
Well, we've talked about...
No, you don't, actually. No. You dress... joyfully.
Yeah. It just depends on what mood it is.
I have a uniform.
I've embraced, I mean, I don't think I wear as much as maybe you do, but I definitely have embraced more, especially when it comes to a work thing and you know you're going to have to go somewhere.
Do you know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
I can't wake up and have a think.
Yeah.
There's no time for a think.
I also find, I think, if you think about it, then you just fall down a rabbit hole of insecurity and you start second guessing.
But getting excited about what I wear is the thing that gets me out of bed.
No, that's adorable.
Oh, God, I can't.
I wish I was that person.
Oh, I can wear those new blue trousers.
That's, whereas for
I think, shallow much?
No. But it's brilliant. And there are people who do that. There's an amazing girl called Laura Bailey, and if you follow her, follow her.
Hello, Laura.
Hello. So one day she'll wake up. I imagine.
She's a real magpie dresser.
Yeah. So she'll wear. Oh, so is Alexa Chung. So are you.
Yeah.
You know, one day we'll wear a leather trouser and a high neck Victoriana shirt, and the next day be in guest sort of gingham and pale. I don't have the capacity. I don't have the brain, the bandwidth, anything to deal with that. I have to go black skinnies. Oh, black t-shirt. Maybe a black t-shirt that's long sleeved. Woo!
You devil.
So, and sometimes navy.
So your wardrobe is a bit like, did you ever see a picture of Simon Cowell's wardrobe? Where literally it's just...
Look at my face.
Or like Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah.
No, but it's literally just identical. It's the same Armani jeans.
Pretty much.
Same t-shirt. All in a... And
Top Shop
like,
jean. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I have just a... I want to look like a male French geography teacher.
Oh.
You know, sort of
nailed
slightly
it,
tatty.
Nailed it.
Who might, after work, be going to a subtle pirate fancy dress party. You know, it's quite specific. So he's doing a lecture on glaciers and he's quite tatty. He's smudged, black, sort of maybe a pointy boo and a big peacoat. But he won't look out of place at drinks at his friends.
This is going to be one wild Christmas.
Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It does when you say it.
Yeah. No, I'm literally picturing that Pinterest board. And
you can see him, right? He's in Montpellier. He's late. He doesn't have a thin scarf. He wears a big scarf. He wears a fingerless glove.
Luckily, he looks good in black, where not all of us do.
Exactly.
Are you joking, Joe? Oh. You look amazing today.
I've got grey on.
Everyone looks good in black, surely. Black is the colour everyone looks good in.
I don't know. I look a bit sick if I wear too much
black.
Yeah.
It makes me look older, which I embrace.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. Which I like.
No. You're wrong.
Crumpled. There we have it.
Do you think you'd ever wake up, Claudia, and go, right, I'm now going to wear just all yellow? As in, like, for the rest of my life. Make a statement and go, I'm going to embrace a different signature.
I mean, are Coleman's listening? I mean, I can.
I have seen you in colour on Strictly.
Is that
with a gun to your head? Or?
Yeah. No, I sometimes like it. I like...
But do you get a huge reaction when you put something? Yeah.
Well, I mean, a huge reaction. Yeah. My mum calls during the show, which I always answer. Yeah. I tell you what I do like. I like unapologetic. I like red. I like... you know, a big bottle. I like sludge colours. I'm never going to go for a lilac, thin roll neck.
Right.
I'm not playing golf.
You heard it here first, everyone.
Yeah. Don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah.
I like black because it's easy, mainly. Because everything goes with everything.
Yeah. Were you more... Did you have like crazy experimental years with your dress sense? Or I
saw Wendy James on Top of the Pops. You are both too young to remember
this. No. I saw her in the Europa on Notting Hill Gate once. She was behind me in the queue.
She sang something and she was wearing black and had loads of black on her.
Transvision vamp.
Thank you. Mm. And she had black eye makeup and white lipstick. And then I discovered Goths and Susie and the Banshees and Chrissy Hynde. And then I saw a photo of Joan Jett and that was me done.
Yeah, that is your very Chrissy Hynde.
And then the one that finished me off was Steve Tyler. And I thought, yeah, and a bit of Gene Simmons and Alice Cooper. I was like, we're doing that. I'm holding on to that.
That really is a Pinterest board now. That's what
do you know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. What about on your wedding day? Going white. Back to the whole bridal theme.
White.
You did succumb to...
Sort of disgusting.
Would you go back
really
now? Where?
Really long day.
don't tell me your wedding story.
No, I won't. I love you.
Was there cheese?
White. There was cheese.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, I was wearing white. No, sometimes I like colour. I wore a red sequin Zara trouser suit for the launch of Strictly, and that was one of the best things I've ever worn. I loved it.
I just can't picture that.
It felt wild.
I'm going to Google that immediately.
Did look great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But I think it's a bit
what
like...
What about you two? What will you wear on Christmas Day, Joe?
I will probably wear...
Nothing but a smile.
I'm a big old... I mean, I really, really sloth it on Christmas Day.
Yeah, slouchy, me
love,
too.
Love, love, love. I might honour you by changing it to a onesie.
Yes!
But I'm more likely to stay in my PJs.
Yeah, all day, happy.
Yeah.
I will have a Christmas jumper.
Will you?
Yes, I do. I do like a Christmas jumper. Good. You know, I embrace
my
it.
My kids like a Christmas jumper.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is I have to sort of recycle them because I've got into the habit of buying one every year.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, no, I know.
I just think the whole point is to low key it to just down tools.
Yeah.
Eat, sloth.
Yeah.
Watch telly.
Snuggle.
Drink.
Yeah.
Take the dog for a walk, I guess.
Yeah.
At some point, but still in my dogs pajamas probably. With
yeah,
a big
lovely.
Coat over the top.
Of course. Yeah. Why not? Why yeah. not?
No one cares.
Well, you're making me very festive, both of you. I have to say, I'm feeling very. And this is a rule I always have. I don't feel festive before December, and now I feel
look
very all warm and
look
tingly.
At you.
I'm telling you, I'm going to get you a mince pie.
Yeah.
And a turkey doorstop.
Yeah.
And a warm wine.
Yeah, warm wine, mulled wine. That's what you want.
Oh,
I haven't had
wait.
That yet. Well, Claudia, thank you
thanks
so much
for
joining
me.
Us.
Thank you.
It's always a delight. We could be here all day, but obviously you've got to go. Tell everyone where you're off to with Rylan.
Well, Rylan, because he's brilliant, is doing 24-hour karaoke on BBC Radio 2. I love him.
Well, if you need
for money
to
and children in need.
Do, yeah.
So we're off.
Yeah.
You're off
enjoy.
To...
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks for being here. We love you.
And the thing is, with something like Strictly, you don't need good luck because it's just...
No, don't say that. Take that back.
Okay, don't
jinx
it. It's always brilliant. You know we love it. Anyway, and it's going to be a great series.
Maybe nobody will watch it.
Oh, they will.
Like that dream you're always having.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
We're saying it already. Happy Christmas, Claudia.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's going to get engaged at Christmas. Enjoy.
Just
but
tell
thanks,
me about it.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you again next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.